They didn't call it light wood. They call it kindling, splintling, splinters, kindling, or lighted.
Lighted.
Lighted. That. Yeah. Uh-huh. Those were the three words they called it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And that, but that's all the same thing. Is that
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just different ways of saying the
mm-hmm,
same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you mentioned the furniture. What did you have in the way of furniture?
We had a settee. They called it settee. Settee. And of course, it's a sofa now, or a divan. But the divan is an old word. I don't think people use that much, do they?
Probably not much anymore.
Uh-huh. But we called it a settee.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
How big was that? How many?
It was a 3-seater rattan settee, and I wish to God I had it now.
Uh-huh.
They had the loose pillows.
Uh-huh.
So good.
And then a little later, we had an overstuffed thing.
Uh-huh.
Then a little later, we had a sofa bed where if any extra carpet came there, we could put down that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever have, like in your bedroom, where did you have closets? Did you have built-in closets?
We had one closet in that bedroom, but it was a long closet. It was not so deep, but it was a long one. And of course, we always could hang clothes behind the door
on a nail or
right,
a bolt.
Right, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have one of those great big pieces of furniture that they used to hang clothes in?
A ship robe.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh, ship robe. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
She has it now.
She does?
Mm-hmm.
Still got it over there.
Mm-hmm. Had a mirror on one side of it. Sometimes, this was not an antique one, because the antique one, sometimes they would reach almost the top of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But this one has a mirror on one side, and you open that up and hang your clothes, and then has drawers on the other side.
Come on, you want a granddad's room?
Is that called a ship robe? That's a ship robe.
Yeah, ship robe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How high were the ceilings in?
In this particular house, they were not extremely high. They would be about like this.
About like this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's that about it? 8 feet, 9 feet.
Because I can remember we had an electric light with the cord hanging down, and you would have to pull a little chain to, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then when we got ready to iron with our electric iron, after we got it, we just screwed a socket up and then hooked the iron up. But before then, we had a coal bucket. Are you familiar with that?
I'm learning.
It was around, and apparently it must have been made out of something like asbestos.
The bucket itself, huh?
Uh-huh. It had to be, or it would have set the world on fire, huh? And we put the irons over there.
What did they do? They put coals in the bucket,
mm-hmm,
and then put the iron in,
but
on the coals.
This was a coke, I think.
Coke they used.
It's sort of like you do with your barbecue grills, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, because it didn't smoke very much.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You mentioned you had fruit trees. What kind of fruit trees did you have?
All kinds. Apple, pears, figs. I don't like figs. Peaches. That was a specialty because we had a lot of Albertas or something that most people don't know the names of peaches now, you know.
Yeah.
They just go to the store and say a peach, but there's a clear stone, a free stone. Oh, I will never forget. We had one that had the taste of lemon.